style, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. We give ours away, freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. That's the point of the show. You call about what you want. Still to come here tonight, we'll talk secession. First, we go to Jesse in Oregon. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey,
Jesse,
hello.
In Oregon. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I originally was going to call about secession, but I'm just going to ask you guys a question to answer off the air afterwards. But I wanted to talk about North Korea for one moment.
Okay, sure.
All right. Well, I was thinking, the reason why North Korea makes all these threats all the time is because and procures weapons is because they want more leverage because of economic restrictions that the United States and other governments bring upon them.
Mm.
So if we lived in a world that you and me and Mark would like to be in, it wouldn't even be an issue at all.
Well, it might very well be, because people still consider there to be people to be using their influence against them anyway. I mean, you know, the Kim Jong-il might just be crazy. That possibility exists. I mean, think about the ball field situation we were just talking with that gentleman in Ohio about. Those people have no right to not want that ball field there, but they don't want it there. There's a ball field on a piece of property next door to them, and they want to cause problems. Kim Jong-il would find, if he was crazy, would find something to be upset with people about.
Well, yeah, but you don't want to give people reasons, and with the ball field thing, it's public property, tragedy of the commons, someone wants to build a ball field there, someone else might have preferred a community garden, someone else might have preferred just a blank field, but one person wins out because they have whatever political sway is necessary to win that, so therefore the rest of them are feeling upset and indignant about it. Avoiding that by not having any public property in the first place may be possible. Does it mean that they won't find something else to be upset about? No, certainly not. But better to not have those problems in the first place. So I would agree with you, Jesse.
All right, thanks a lot. All right, I got a question about secession.
Yeah.
And then I'll just get off the phone and listen to you on the off the air.
All right.
I was just thinking, you know, our president, he...
Not my president.
Nor
was the last one. Go ahead.
Thanks for helping me out with that. I'm still...
It's okay. We all have to be aware of these things. We've been programmed to speak in collectivist terms. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So, you know, Obama, he gets these comparisons to President Lincoln all the time.
Mm.
And President Lincoln, part of the Civil War was to keep the Union together.
That's correct.
So, I'm merely suggesting that if a state were to secede... What's to say that he wouldn't want to preserve the Union?
A la Lincoln, like history repeating itself or something like
yes.
that.
Yes.
It's a great question, and thank you for the call, since you insisted on not staying on the line.
Right. Well, I think that there's a few steps that one could take if one was going to be, a state that decided to secede. First... Well, going in one big confederacy, probably at least today we look at the confederacy as having been one nation, more likely the confederacy probably considered themselves to be little nations, in a confederacy. But one going at a time would be different than several going at once. The half the nation disappearing at one time.
So you're saying it'd be easier with one at a time?
It would be different.
It'd be less likely for tanks to roll in? I don't think the amount of places going has anything to do with the federal government's
response. It may or may not. I don't know. I'm just pointing out that that's a difference.
Yeah, okay.
Secondly, it's probably not a good idea to fire on Pease Air Force Base here in New Hampshire, which,
yes.
Of course, I believe Pease is actually closed down. But either way, if there's some kind of federal fort in New Hampshire...
Attack the IRS building or something.
Don't attack it. Let them go at their own time.
Let your services anymore. Thank you.
I understand that they were feeling very sovereign at the time and looking.
Yeah.
But the Union government was looking for a way to instigate these people.
Absolutely. I'm sure they were feeling very sovereign and very indignant about the whole situation and were very angry. And when tempers are rising and people are getting upset, then it's likely that someone is going to lash out violently. And I agree with you. That is something that needs to be stayed away from. In fact, in our new strategy for liberty we're going to talk about here in a moment about secession, that is one of the tips, that is one of the techniques, is to stay absolutely peaceful.
Now, that's going to be something that can be difficult to achieve. If you'll recall the State House incident where we were HCR 6.
That was the secession bill. No, it wasn't really a secession. It was a resolution. Talking about... Yeah. Withdrawing, possibly.
The sovereignty resolution, yeah. Which, you know, several states had them, and New Hampshire had it also. There was a big crowd there for that, and it was voted down, and then some people in the crowd decided to be kind of pushy with some politicians or whatever in the State House. That went very poorly. And it wasn't as a result of anybody that I knew or anything like that, but... The bigger the crowd, and obviously it's going to take a big crowd to secede. The bigger the crowd, the less likely it is you're going to be able to, control everyone. But
you can ostracize those people. You can avoid contact with them and avoid associating with them.
And
that can mitigate that.
Likely, if the Free State Project becomes more successful, and perhaps already
will become more successful.
Right, as they become more successful, there will be infiltrators from the federal government.
Likely, if not already.
And so therefore they'll be in place for whatever secession movement would go on.
Sure.
Those infiltrators would likely turn into agents provocateur. They're likely to do something that would require the police to step in. And if the federal government decided, well, the police aren't doing a good enough job here, we'll have to take care of that. It's just a possibility. Just looking at it.
It doesn't matter if they're an agent or not, though. If you can get paranoid about who is and who is not the agent,
right.
And it doesn't really matter. What matters is who is advocating violence. If someone is advocating violence, there's a good chance they're an agent. Good chance, but they still could just be some liberty-loving crazy that is really still on the whole guns kick and wants to kill all the feds. I'm sure there are people like that out there. But whatever the truth is behind who they really are, what all we know and all we need to know is they're advocating force, they're advocating destruction, they're advocating violence. They should be ostracized and told, look, we don't want you to be around us if you're going to keep talking about this stuff. We're not interested in participating in your little plot or your little plan.
Yes.
Stay the hell away from
the
people
overthrow,
like that.
Not interested in it.
Yeah. Stay away from those people. They are going, whether they're feds or not, they're going to get you in big trouble. And I'm not saying it won't be troublesome for us when we decide to secede, but remaining peaceful is going to be a key element to this. I agree completely. I don't know if we can't ask him if we answered his question, but as far as differences between now and then, I think one of the other differences, of course, is going to be the speed at which information travels is far greater today.
Yes.
And that is the key to all of this. It's the key to it because... Well, we wouldn't be able to really start an effective secession movement, I don't think, without the internet, without the ability to gather the people together into the same location, the same geographic area that would agree with such an idea. The internet will be integral in actually getting a secession movement going, popularizing it, explaining it to people, helping people understand what secession is and what it is not, communicating our ideas as effectively as possible. The internet will be a major tool in that particular way. And if the federal government does decide they want to get violent, and they do decide they want to do some sort of crackdown, then we can also use the internet to spread the word about that and make them look ever more tyrannical as they continue to become that as tyrannical as they wish. So I think that's going to be the other important factor. We can shine the light of the internet, use our cameras, broadcast live to the internet, use our radio shows, and get the information out about what these federal people are doing.
Obviously, the level of communication on the internet is key to this.
All right, so we continue with George listening to KBYO in Louisiana. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey,
what's on your mind tonight?
See, man, I've been listening to y'all last few weeks.
Yes, sir.
And I'm really interested in y'all's show. I look forward to listening to y'all.
Thank you.
And the other day, y'all was talking about General Petraeus. I mentioned something. Anyway, yeah, the other day y'all talking about America being warmongers and all, and I was the one that made a comment about who was the first people here when people came to America.
Yeah,
and
the Indians. We're going to bring it back. George, hang on. We're going to bring you back for more. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. A lot of long-sorted history of violence associated with the government of this country. That's
all
for
nations.
Darn sure. That's true. All, well, nations. More on the way. We can talk about that. It's Free Talk Live. George is coming back.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree. Most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-685-3314. 800-685-3314. That's 800-685-3314.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility needs fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Do you want liberty in your lifetime? Don't miss the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're not going to miss it. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live the entire time. Well, not 24 hours a day, but during our normal show hours. June 25th through the 28th in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. Join hundreds of liberty-loving people for a weekend of freedom and fun. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C porkfest.com. All right, let's go back to George, listening to KBYO in Louisiana. George, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, good deal, y'all. Hey, listen, I want to say one thing for sure so you understand from the beginning. I enjoy listening to y'all.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And I do know that you, your goal, your station is there because there's concerns now. There's some extreme concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And today, just today, President Obama made his speech about creating a website security czar.
Oh, boy.
And now look, that isn't about national. I mean, it is about national security. It is about shutting down a electrical grid in a part of countries. It is about the folks that went over to that hotel over in Taj Mahal, and they used the internet and so forth. But it's not just about that. It's also about the things that y'all are talking about right now. It's about our freedoms and our security. It is, and I admire everything that y'all say, and I look forward and even to listen to y'all. But let me just say one thing.
Yes.
On a side that I hope every day I get up and I think, I wish to goodness I had some like-minded folks that understood what is slapping me in the face with what's going on.
It's frustrating, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very frustrating, and my family have to endure my almost sometimes paranoia about what's going on. But I want you two to understand one thing, okay, and your listeners to understand something. There is going to we're coming into a time where people are going to go to prison just for speaking up. I mean, that's coming.
I believe you.
It's coming. And just like in a war, there are those that serve on the front line, and they're the first to be sacrificed. Okay, and just because you aren't in that front line of those first to be sacrificed for the purpose of the conflict that created the war, doesn't mean that you aren't involved in the ultimate outcomes. The ultimate outcome is our freedoms.
I agree with you. I think everybody is involved, and that's been the biggest problem, is because most people haven't accepted responsibility for the world that we live in. They believe that this is being done to them, and to an extent that is true, but it's also because it's all being done, all of this tyranny that we've talked about so much on this show, it's all being done because of them, because they are doing nothing about it. I don't recall who said it, but there's a famous old phrase that, all that's required for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing.
Yeah.
And
do nothing.
For the most part, that's what we've had in this
that's
country
right.
and around
that's
the world.
Right. And again, I admire what you're doing, what you're trying to do, and I'm very, very glad that people will listen, tune in, and some people will call and discuss things.
So are we, George. And I thank
matters.
You. I thank
but,
you for the
but,
call tonight. Tell
well,
we got to get some other call.
You wanted to get something, George?
No, we got to get some other calls. He is still there. George?
Okay, look. The main thing I want you to understand, I want somebody to hear, is that this is not just about the front line. It's not just about the ones that are willing to be sacrificed to in the beginning. This is going to go way further than that. There are going to be folks that are going to be sacrificed, and there's folks that are going to go to prison just because of the First, Second, and Tenth Amendment rights of the Constitution. Things are changing. And I'm older. I'm 58. I know what Panmunjom in North Korea, the border is about. I was there in 1970, 71. In 1950, the war started, and in about 51, 52, they began trying to create this place called Panmunjom, where the North Koreans, all they did was bicker and say that, well, you did this, you did that. The North Koreans aren't going to do anything. The North Koreans are going to run their mouth. That's all they're going to do is run their mouth. But what they're doing is they're putting on display their ability, their nuclear capabilities, and their abilities to put it on a missile and deliver it to some point 2,500 miles away.
Very good, George.
People that are going to get it are the people that are over there, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Iran. There's much more to this than just the frontline people that are willing to sacrifice their life for what it is this very moment. Things are coming, brother. There's a change coming, and y'all keep it up.
All right, we will.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, George, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's true. I agree with him that the change is coming, and hopefully it'll be positive change. Though if people continue to do nothing, then they can expect more of the same. They can expect more intrusive, more oppressive government stealing ever more money from your life, which is your time, stealing that from you. And if you don't do anything about it and you're not willing to take action, then get used to it. But if you are willing to make a stand, if you are willing to stand up for freedom and put your foot down and say, I've had enough, and you're not going any further, and no, I'm not going to pay your taxes, and no, I'm not going to obey your arbitrary diktats, and if you can get together with enough people of like mind to do the same thing, then I think we can see some positive change. And I think that's going to happen here in New Hampshire. There was somebody in the chat room who was frustrated. You guys are talking about New Hampshire too much. Well, go ahead and tell me about all the exciting things happening somewhere else, and we can talk about that too. We're getting front page news stories in major mainstream newspapers here in New Hampshire. There was a story in the Boston Globe today about our friend Sam, who is speaking of people on the front lines that are in jail. That's what George was talking about. Sam's in jail, and he's been there now as he's in his seventh week in jail. I'm beginning to lose track of all of the weeks. It's been so long.
Yeah.
So the change is happening, and the people who are in power, the people who are who wield the guns of government, the violent monopoly, are not wanting that. They do not want this change to occur, and they are going to lash out. And inevitably, George is right. Inevitably, people are going to go to jail as a result of what the cultural shift that's happening, the paradigm shift that we're attempting to help foment. With that's part of some of the things we do on this show. Yes, it's a show where you can call about anything, but there's clearly an overarching theme about liberty, and I want to get freedom into people's heads so they can actually choose to do something about it.
They have to at least know what it is.
Yeah, well, how can you be free if you don't know what it is? If all you've ever been told is that you're free and you've believed it, and then you felt there is some sort of weird thing wrong. Something out there is screwy, but you never really figured out exactly what it is because you're not really free. That's one of the many lies you've been told. All right, we continue here. Your calls about anything. Michael is in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Michael.
Yes.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
RFID technology.
Okay.
I wonder if he's aware or about it. And wonder it could detect.
It's pretty much old tech at this point, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of been around for several years. I mean, it's been around as long as I can remember doing this show.
Radio frequency identification.
Yes, sir. They are putting it in all kinds of things. Products that you buy at the store have RFID chips in them, and I think it's
some volunteers, from what I understand, too.
And they are putting them in people. We can talk about that in a little more detail if you want to hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. I am not a technology expert in that I don't know exactly how it works on the inside, but I am familiar with the basics about it, and it doesn't scare me when it's not in me. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Where all the features are completely free, including the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, and you can edit virtually anything you see, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Are you facing debt problems? With DebtCrisisSolutions.com programs, there are no more payments to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com guarantees to protect your bank account, wages, and property from lawsuits. If you're facing a debt crisis, you need to be able to keep your money to take care of your family. Call 1-718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123, debtcrisissolutions.com.
Let's go back to Michael in Georgia. Michael, you called asking about RFID tonight, and it sounds like that you've just come across it. How did you learn about this new technology?
Well, I think it's like 05 or 07, the Chattanooga Free Press in Chattanooga, Tennessee, they had it. They was going to put it in a mentally disabled Orange Grove Center, but they didn't.
A mentally disabled what center?
A mental disabled center.
Okay.
They was going to put them in them.
Oh, dear.
And then they said that they wasn't. It was front page. I have a front page article.
Yeah, I find that pretty disturbing, and I imagine that would be against the will of many of those people in that mental health center. And if we're talking about this technology here, just so, for people that don't know, RFID, radio frequency identification, it's my understanding that it doesn't operate with power. It's some sort of an inert radio reflector thing that basically you can put data onto this little thing that's the size of a bit of rice. I'm sure they have it even smaller now. I think I've heard that they're much, much smaller
now. Grains of sand at this point.
Grains of sand or whatever. And so they can inject those into people and pets and products. And if it's in products, then it's really useful. And thank you, by the way, for the call tonight, Michael. I appreciate hearing from you. But if it's in products, it's really useful because it helps with the back room, stock room kind of...
Sure, you can do inventory in a blink.
Basically, the way it works is you hold this little RFID reader machine and you shoot it at whatever it is you want to identify. It essentially sees the RFID chips in the products or the people... and it bounces back. Those RFID chips essentially bounce back and say, here I am, and here's my code. And so the code reader takes that information in, and so if you're standing in the back of a warehouse and you want to know what products are sitting on that pallet there, you just hold your little gun and shoot it, and it gives you all that information. So you don't have to pull the boxes and open
count
them up and count and all of that stuff.
Countless hours of manpower.
Right, so that manpower being saved can be passed on in savings to the consumer. Plus,
good
RFID chips can be used for security purposes as well, as far as making sure that people don't walk out the front door with products that they didn't pay for, things like that. At least that's my understanding. I'm sure if I misunderstood anything, you can call in and correct me at 800-259-9231. So behind the scenes in the stock rooms of America, I think RFID is great technology. It's going to be really helpful, and it already has been. In fact, it could be even brought out into the front of the store. I've heard people talking about how you could have a store where you just pull your shopping cart up to the register and they shoot it with the RFID gun. No more having to get everything out of your cart, run it over the scanner, put it in a bag. I mean, obviously, bags, I guess, might be helpful. So bagging might be an issue.
Well, likely, but at that point, you'll instead of the self-scan that you have at Home Depot and so many grocery stores, it'll just be self-scanning, and you'll be putting
straight
stuff
to the bag.
Yes. You don't need somebody standing there, because somebody has to stand there in case there's a problem and in case somebody doesn't scan something. You know, it's only scanning every other thing they put in their bag or whatever.
Yeah.
So it'll be helpful in that.
So, that's all very, very useful things to help make our lives more convenient. The problem comes in with RFID when government comes into the picture. See, in the marketplace, it's just a benign technology that's really useful. But when government, the violent monopoly, gets its hands on something like this, well, inevitably they begin to plot. Because
they love to track things.
They love to collect data and information about you and then use it against you later on. And so what has been proposed, of course, has been using this technology not just in driver's licenses and passports, but eventually inside people. And there have been some examples of people voluntarily accepting an RFID chip to essentially be the guinea pigs. And there have been examples in the marketplace as well. I think one example that I've heard of is like a club. You can get the RFID chip if you're on the VIP list or something like that, right? You go to that club so often, you just need to have the chip because it's cool and hip. And I don't know about all of that, but apparently that's happening. And if you're voluntarily choosing to put a chip inside yourself, bon voyage.
Okay.
But if you're being forced to do so, if babies are being born and being chipped right away, which we don't have that happening yet, but the technology's there, it's doable. Well, that's what's frightening to me about RFID.
And it may not even be forced, Ian. It may be something that's just sort of...
if you want to get your kid in the government school?
Strongly encouraged. For instance, now babies get Social Security numbers at hospitals. Wham, bam, they got this whole thing they fill
They're
out.
Pushing
they,
it,
get, they give them the vaccinations, the Social Security numbers, the whole deal on out the door. And so you end up with a whole complete government person right out the door. And it's one of the reasons I'm glad that Jack wasn't born in a hospital.
Sure.
But, different people need to be able to choose those things for themselves, and it's being more than forced, it's being strongly encouraged.
Well, encouraged in the way, like, for instance, the government says your kid has to have vaccines if you want them to go to government school. And since most people probably can't afford to send their kids to private schools because they're already paying a tremendous amount of money to the government school system and they have to pay for or else they'll have their houses stolen from them. If they're faced with a situation of, okay, well, you either send your kid to government school and get them chipped, or you send them to private school, which the private schools might be required by the government to have chipped kids, or you do homeschooling, which may or may not be palatable, although I think most people, if they really put their minds to it, probably can figure out a way to homeschool. But a lot of people feel like they have to send their kids to government schools, and indeed, if they don't, in some places, the government people will come after you. If you aren't sending your kids to a government-approved school and they know that your kids exist, there's a good chance they'll come after you for it. So you're right, Mark. It's been made very, very, well, close to mandatory.
Yeah, that's how the frog boils.
You're right. I don't want to speak as though it's happening. It's not happening yet, from my understanding.
Not RFIDs, no.
Right, but the tech is there. And if some intrusive state government wants to start moving in that direction, there's nothing to stop them. They can just start doing that. They can start chipping people. And I don't know, would that be the line in the sand for some people?
Maybe. Some people it would.
Some people it would. Most people? I don't know. I really don't. They could sell it like, you know, get your kids back.
At the mall, they have they have get your kids fingerprinted. They have this whole little thing where they identify your kid in case, you know, I guess they commit. They love to collect information.
And that's a persuasive pitch. I mean, to essentially to the parent who's worried about their kids.
As if they're going to be able to use the fingerprints of your child. Tell me a scenario where the child has been returned due to fingerprints.
It's probably happened.
The living child.
Probably happen less often, but it may have occurred out there, Mark. And I can understand parents doing something like that. Obviously, they're not doing it with the consent of their child, but at least it's not as invasive as a chip. At least giving fingerprints or something like that is not as invasive as chipping your child. Now, chipping your dog, I'm all in favor of that. That makes sense, right? I mean, you can, if you're at a pound and they've got several black labs and yours is a black lab, then it might be hard to determine who the real black lab is that is yours, and having a chip
if
can
it's
help
been a, if it's been gone for a few weeks, like the longer it is, the less likely it is that you'll be able to tell your dog.
Right, and if they pick up the dog and they scan it and it's got a chip in it, or your cat, and it's got your name and address information, they can get your animal back to you. That's useful. So again, there's some very useful things about this RFID technology. It's just that when it's in the hands of the state, when it's mandatory that everybody be chipped, that's an Orwellian police state freaky situation that I think everybody needs to be well aware of. So I'm actually, you know, we haven't talked about RFID in a long time because it just seems like so old tech. But I guess not everybody has heard about it yet, and so good that he brought it up. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. And that's the point of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. But once again, that number, 800-259-9231. Still to come, we got to talk about a strategy for secession. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Gil Edwards of Termco Life Insurance Agency, protecting your family against financial loss due to an untimely death. Call 1-800-685-3314 for Termco Life Insurance Agency. Gil Edwards, 800-685-3314. Our number here to get you on the air with us is 1-800-259-9231. And by the way, I want to invite you to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy in life, they probably sell it. Even used items, amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Anthony in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Anthony? Anthony? You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that I have an inspiration story. You, Ian, have inspired me to be more sociable.
Oh, great.
And I also wanted to tell you that I'm going to be starting a podcast.
Lovely.
Very good. Now, what is it about Ian that could possibly – what possibly about Ian has made you want to be more sociable?
Well, last time I was on, Mark, you weren't there.
Okay.
But when I was on, I was kind of down on the Liberty Forum. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't really fit in or whatever, you know?
This was an event that happened in March of this year up here in New Hampshire where hundreds of liberty-minded people came together at the same hotel, basically had a convention. It was a great time, but for you, not so much because you felt a little on the outs. You felt – I don't want to put words into your mouth. I'm just recalling interpretation of your call. You had a difficult time with the very sociable atmosphere that was present at the Liberty Forum.
Yeah, that's right. And so I've been thinking about it, and I've just been trying to be more sociable now. And I just credit it all to you, to Ian.
Well, thanks. I mean, it's a path I've gone down myself. I mean, when I was a kid, I remember. You remember what do they call it? The Myers-Briggs tests, Mark, where
yes.
They get ISTP, ENTP, things like that. I remember taking one of those for the first time when I was 10-ish or something like that. I was with my parents at this church retreat thing that we went to,
mm-hmm.
and everybody took one of these tests, and I came out as an introvert. And, of course, if you believe what the test tells you and you continue to believe it throughout your life, you'll keep telling yourself, well, I'm an introvert. And so you're essentially painting your story. You're painting a picture of yourself in your own mind, and you're living up to your expectations. I am an introvert. That's what I was. And so I don't remember when I made a conscious choice to start changing that, but I did. I think it was probably my beginning in working with the Libertarian Party and doing outreach and getting interested in talking about freedom. I found the message of freedom, and I wanted, naturally, one of the first things that you do when you hear about liberty is you want to tell somebody else about it. And I guess I just didn't feel like I was very good at doing something like that back then. And so I think I made a concerted effort to put myself into positions or put myself into situations where I would have to be, in order to be effective there, I would have to learn how to reach out to people and learn how to better communicate. I still don't think I'm very very good at it. Always there's something new to learn. There's always something that you might be getting wrong that you could do better. And we're constantly in the process of improving, constantly in the process of evolving ourselves. And so stepping outside of a comfort zone, whether we're talking about being extroverted or something else, some other comfort zone that you might have, it's stepping outside of that comfort zone, even if it's just a baby step that helps change who we are. And I'm not the same person I was when I was 18 or 19.
And likely it's an improvement.
Yeah, and I feel much better off because of it. So what steps are you planning on taking, Anthony, to help yourself with this process?
I've been the most sociable I've been getting is from forums and stuff, because we're kind of out in the boonies, you know.
Gotcha.
We're out where there's not a lot of people. But I have been contacting people, and I just feel more sociable.
You know, I wonder, if that's an interesting scenario, being in a place where there aren't a lot of people around. And, of course, if there aren't a lot of people around, it's less likely that the people that are around are going to be interested in the same things that you are. One of the nice things about the Internet is that you can get together online with other people of like mind. And, of course, here in New Hampshire, they're physically here. But if you've got a liberty mindset and you're in a little town where virtually no one else has that, I could see that as being very frustrating. We had we read Mike Barsky's story, one of the Free Staters that moved here from California. He was a total hermit, basically, when he lived out in California. Mm-hmm. And now I would say he's one of the most sociable, social people in this movement.
Very
he's
active.
Everywhere. He's at every party, every social event, every activism opportunity he can attend. And so it's just the getting out there and doing it that's helpful. But you have to wonder, what does one do? What does one do if you're in Anthony's position and you're still in that place where there's no one around, or that at least you feel as though there are very few people around that you can relate to? How does one become more extroverted in a situation like that? I mean, my first response to you would be, well, I don't know how effective being on the Internet is. Posting on a forum, I don't think, is going to help with You do see value in that?
I do.
Here's what I was going to suggest. Because posting anonymously, or not anonymously, but posting to an Internet forum takes away all of the emotion behind what it is that you're saying. Sure, you can use the emoticons, and you can do your best to try to imbue your text with some level of extra communication that you would normally get by being able to make eye contact with someone or being able to hear their voice. And I would suggest to you that maybe you could find some sort of online voice chat, something where liberty people are getting together and talking. I know that some of our listeners used to do this back in the day. They had like a little voice chat room they would get into. I don't know if they still do it or not. But find other people that may be interested in doing something similar and sort of coming out of their shell, and get together and have a voice chat, so you can hear the inflections that people are making, so you can experience what it's like to have real conversations with people. And then from there, eventually, you can step up into having face-to-face discussions with people that are more productive as far as building relationships and things like that. And one of the things that was most effective for me was, as I said, forcing myself to step outside a comfort zone and going out and setting up like an outreach booth at a gun show or like the county fair or mm-hmm. a gay and lesbian pride fest. Going and setting up an outreach booth, in that case it was for the Libertarian Party, but it could be for anything that you want to promote. And then trying to be a pitchman. I mean, trying to essentially reach out to people, because I remember when
who connects with people better than a pitchman, by the way?
It's true, and you'll feel a little cheesy, you know, like the carnival barker, but there's a way to do it that's respectful, and when you're at an event, people do expect to be pitched, so that's okay. And you, if you want your product or if you want your ideas to stand out from the rest of the competition, you've got to invite people to come look at them. So when you're standing there at like an outreach booth and people are walking by and you're not saying anything, that's when it really starts to sink in. When you're standing there and you want to reach out to people and you're standing there, you've got all of your wonderful brochures and your books and your buttons or whatever it is that you're trying to ply people with. Even if you're giving them away, you can stand there for hours and get virtually no response from people. Whereas if you are actually, you've got a clipboard in your hand, you're holding it out to people. Hey, excuse me, have you taken the world's smallest political quiz yet? Practicing your open. You're going to botch it up and botch it up and botch it up. I guess it's possible you could do it for the first time.
Yeah, you could just be an asshole.
Perfect. But I know I botched it up enough times to where I finally learned what the best approaches were, best for me at least, the most effective at getting people to come over and talk to me and take the world's smallest political quiz, which you can take for yourself at quiz.freetalklive.com. But those would be some of my suggestions for you. And let us know down the line if you feel like you have blossomed. I thank you for the call tonight.
And Anthony, I was glad to see you at the Liberty Forum.
1-800-259-9231. And it's a frustrating situation. There was somebody else who recently was talking about feeling a little left out when they came to one of our social events here in the Keene area, that they'd come and only a few people made a point of introducing themselves to them. And I said, you know, the door swings both ways. You're at a social event, likely with a lot of other introverted people who are probably just trying to come out of their shells for the first time as well. You can't expect, if you're not willing to go introduce yourself to everybody, you can't expect everybody else to be willing to come introduce themselves to you. So sometimes you're going to have to be the one who takes that first step into the unknown, if you will. All right, Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.